Welcome back to the Bleeding Metal Podcast. I am your host, Kiki. My pronouns are she, her, and today we have a very cool short episode where I'm going to introduce you to two very cool new people who are going to be joining me here this year more and more often. We kind of hinted on this with Pia in the past episodes. Pia is currently on her maternity leave. We will miss her dearly, but of course we wish her the best of recoveries and a lovely time with the family. And so meanwhile, we brought on board two lovely new humans to be your new hosts as well of the Bleeding Metal Podcast. I'm going to let them introduce themselves shortly. So how about we start with Martha?
Hi, I'm Martha. My pronouns are she, her. If I'm not on podcasts talking to lovely people, I'm the bassist and background singer of German nerd metal band Horizons.
Hell yeah. And we're going to go into a lot more detail about all of the things that you just mentioned. But the next up to introduce themselves is Susanna.
Hello, my name is Susanna. I am a human being from Brazil. My pronouns are also she, her. I am not in a band. I write for a living and I also nerd for a living, and my hobbies apart from music are also related to reading and writing. I am currently reading and writing a lot about how we human beings talk to each other, especially online, and how we can do it better. So I have a page on Substack about how to talk to human beings, and it's called How to Talk to Human Beings.
that's the real name.
That's the real name of my page, How to Talk to Human
that's
Beings.
Amazing.
I love it because it sounds like a manual for aliens, but it's actually for other human beings. I think we can do that better, just talk to each other better. And that's what I think I can bring to the podcast, a lot of enthusiasm and also a lot of nerdiness.
Yes, we know we are big nerds for metal, especially heavy music in general. I wanted to start by asking maybe how we know each other. Martha has already been on the podcast before, and I am going to link in the description the episode where we talked to you. What was it about? It's been a while. It's been like 2 years?
Yeah, it must have been. It's really some time has passed already.
We talked about intersectional feminism, and it was in 2021. It's been 2 years, almost 3 years already.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I met you, Martha, through Pia. I think you had already started the Women in Metal group with the Discord server and everything. The one that also is connected to Von Batman bis Meerjungfrau, which is this Instagram account where you and Yoko, who's also been on the podcast twice, just share cool stuff that you two are into, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly. Unfortunately, it's in German, so our English followers unfortunately maybe cannot understand it. But yeah, it's a page where we talked about women in metal, like in the German-speaking area, and we invited some guests and we had like Instagram live talks. I met like so many cool women in metal through this, and like also people I didn't know before, and now I know all of them and we share things regularly, and that's just really nice. Also having like a support system or just being together in that way is really great.
Yes, and I think it's just super important to have a network of women in metal in a more local area so that you can find bands to tour with, which you also just did, and other professionals in the heavy music industry, so that we don't always go to the same people, but also diversify the industry a little bit.
But I also noticed, so like I also have a new band project. It's like kind of a secret, but I'm doing vocals And I just try to like find more women to work on that project in every aspect. And it's really hard because you have to argument all the time, like, why am I choosing another woman for this when there are 100 male producers who have like done substantial work with other bands, which fits really nice with the sound you're looking for. And it's constant work. So like you always need like extra strength and extra capacities to do that. But yeah, it's also nice. So for example, we had Ray, the light technician from Hamburg. So she was doing lights on this tour and they were amazing. Like she's so good at this. And I just love watching her doing lights and it's so cool. And so yeah, every time when we have a tour or a concert, we would just invite her and it will be amazing.
That is so good. I actually also just started a new band recently and we were talking the other day about plans and goals and things that we want for the future. And one of my things was whenever we can, we should, even though the people I'm starting the band with are also very well connected and already know a lot of people, I really actually said to them that it would be very important to me that we keep the people we work with diverse, and that however and whenever we can, we hire a woman who can do the same job and stuff like that. I think that is the good goal to have in mind, or just a good aspect to bring into the whole band life and business life. So that's nice. And Susanna and I just met in person for the first time this past summer, but we have been kind of in contact for a few years as well, because Susanna is one of our few listeners who has actually been very active over the years, and it's been a few years, in commenting our posts and getting in touch with us. I don't know, you even suggested podcast guests and stuff like that. And so when we announced that we were going to do the Tuska Forum by Bleeding Metal in Helsinki this past summer, you reached out through our Instagram to say that you were also going to be there. And then we met up and we hung out and it was just super interesting to get to know you. How did you actually find the podcast in the first place?
Oh, I don't even remember, but connecting with what you were saying about having a community of women in metal, I think it's why I found the podcast in the first place, because I always felt very lonely in being a metalhead here because, well, metal is not mainstream here in Brazil, or not as popular as it may be, as I think it is in other countries, maybe especially in Germany and other European countries. So it's not kind of music that would play on the radio, if there is even a thing, even the radio exists anymore. But I usually, whenever someone asks me what kind of music I listen to, I usually say, oh, music that you don't know. I listen to bands that you don't know. I don't even try to explain anymore. I'm just like, eh, you wouldn't know. So I always felt very lonely in not finding people who would even know what I'm talking about, and especially being a girl. So I actually kind of hid the fact that I listened to heavy metal for the longest time, for years and years and years. No one even knew about it. I was very self-conscious about wearing band t-shirts, for example, was something that I never ever did. So I think what made me find the podcast was because I was talking to friends about how I didn't like doing that anymore, and how I guess it's part of every person's growth process that you become more you. I think that's the thing. You don't really become a better person. I don't think you try, but if you're good enough, then it's fine. You don't have to be better and better and better and better all the time. But what we should actually try to do is to be more ourselves, more true to ourselves. And so that's what I was trying to do, and that's what I'm trying to do for some years now. That's my goal for life, is to become more and better me. And part of that was really trying to not hide that part of my personality anymore, no matter what other people would maybe feel about that. So in trying to find other people that like the same things that I did, and especially women who are into the same kind of music that I am, I think that's when I found the podcast. And that was some years ago. Did you do episodes about Tuska before 2023?
Yes, in 2017-18.
Yeah, so maybe it was Tuska related stuff, and then I found you, and that was so So cool. And I keep finding women who like heavy metal. I keep finding women here in Brazil, outside of Brazil. They exist. They are out there. I don't need to hide anymore. And it was so cool that when we first met, I told all my friends about this because we met at Tuska in Helsinki. We didn't have a lot of time to talk during the festival, of course, because you were working. Mm-hmm. But you texted me, I think, one day or 2 days after the festival saying, hey, are you still in Helsinki? How about we hang out? And I was doing nothing. I was like, yeah, sure, of course, that would be super cool. And I told all my friends, I was like, oh, I love people who are social and invite people that they don't really know that well to hang out. Thank you for social people everywhere who invite the shy, quiet girls out to hang out. I loved it. It was great. It was great. Thank you.
It was a lot of fun.
It was.
We did some sightseeing. That was nice too.
Yeah.
Talking about women in metal, there's not only us in the behind the scenes, there's also, of course, us on the stages. And I have to go back to what Martha just said about Horizons being nerd metal. I love that. I absolutely love that definition. How did you come up with that?
At first, when we started, we were like, okay, we don't exactly know what kind of metal it is. It was kind of metalcore, but it had a lot of symphonic elements and even like death metal parts. It was just like all over the place basically, and we were just trying to make music. And then at some point we were like, okay, we should do this more professionally, or like we need to professionalize in order to move this along. Then we decided, okay, what do we all have in common? And basically we just looked at ourselves and was like, huh, actually we're all nerds. We're all like super different in the way we're nerdy. And so we all have like super different topics or games or like everything, basically. Then we also looked at the music. It's like leaning towards nerdy topics, actually. This whole music, it has a gamey vibe or like cinematic. And yeah, that was this development. And I was like, yeah, let's just embrace it. Let's just do it, because we can't change who we are. The first band photos we took, and we tried to look like, really, we're so evil people, we're like this evil metal band, take us seriously. That was what we tried. It was like, this is just not us. We're so silly. Backstage with Horizons, there are like magic cards in every backstage, and the other bands are coming like, oh, I forgot my deck. If you would have told me, I would have brought it. Yeah, but then the boys have them covered. They always have like an extra deck if someone else wants to play it too. Yeah, we have the best time. It's just really funny us being ourselves and also having that as a label, basically.
That's amazing. Was it you? I think for sure there has been a band that we have interviewed that said we play magic in the tour bus and or in the downtime in the backstage.
There
or
are
stuff
a
like
few
that.
Bands. Many bands actually do it, but I think nobody thought about having this like your band's topic or something.
Yeah. What I saw from the summer, you were at Metal Days, right?
Yes, exactly. We played at Metal Days.
And there were two things that called my attention from your performance at that festival. And the first one was that, you know how fans, for the listeners out there, you all know how fans bring inflatable things to audiences, to crowd surf and stuff like that. And there's inflatable sharks or flamingos or dinosaurs. But at the Horizons show, there were 20-sided dice and swords and stuff like that, I think. It was hilarious, but it was also so original and it looked so cool. And the fact that people actually accepted it well and started playing with that looked really fun.
Yeah, people even took the dice and rolled it on the floor to like determine what their next move would be. I saw it from the stage and I was laughing so hard. I think there's a photo of that.
Oh my god, that's taking the role playing to an absolutely great level.
Yes, absolutely. It's just so fun. People love this inflatable D20 like so much. Oh my god, why did I not think of this? Like, I didn't even know this existed. If you want to get one for yourself, it's like kind of hard to find one on the internet. So if you're interested in that, just hit me up. I'll send you a link where you can actually buy it.
I was going to say exactly that I didn't even know that was a thing. 20-sided dice, inflatable ones. I didn't even know they were available anywhere.
Yeah, they also have them in like huge pillows, but yeah, we decided for the inflatable one because it's just like fun for an audience, and then it can really like bounce up and down with the crowd.
You should have it, like your own band merch.
Yes.
That's definitely something we're going to look to in the future. But we're going to make an album. It's going to come out in 2024. And so I will drop this already. The digipack of the CD is going to be like a DM screen if you open it.
That's so cool.
You have like your own little DM screen and then you can just like take the CD everywhere if you need one to go or something. That's going to be really fun.
That's a little niche. If I had heard that sentence 3 years ago, no, wait. Okay, maybe 8 years ago. But still, I wouldn't have known. So if anybody's wondering out there, a DM screen, well, first of all, a DM is a dungeon master. If you play role-playing games, this sort of Dungeons and Dragons. I myself have a Vampire the Masquerade campaign running right now. It's been going on for a year. So we have a game master, not a dungeon master. I also played Cyberpunk 2021. So then it fits less, the word dungeon master. But yeah. And so if you play IRL, people sometimes do have like really cool printed rule books, and then you can have a screen where you can see all of the character sheets and all of the things for the people in your campaign. The one that I play in is over Discord, so we're fully digital and remote. But yeah, that is so cool that you do that. Is that also part of your hobbies? Do you do role-playing games on your private time?
Yeah, my campaign has been, oh wow, it must have been like 5 years because I'm just too busy with other stuff and I don't know, I didn't manage to find the time. But actually, the boys are playing Dungeons and Dragons on Twitch too, so they had like a Twitch campaign everywhere we go. So sometimes for a concert, they just have like a really short round or short campaign, so that's also really fun.
That's so nice. And the other thing from Metal Days is what you do for a day job.
Yeah, my day job is following me everywhere I go. Yeah, so long story short, Metal Days got flooded, the whole area, and I'm a hydraulic engineer by training. So basically, I studied floods and water management. Usually when I go on holiday, I try to like leave my job and everything related behind, unless I still have to write stuff for my thesis, which is still not finished. Mm-hmm. But early in the morning on the Friday, so luckily we played on Thursday because the whole Friday was canceled due to the flood. And there was a small river on the other side of the camping area. It was just super full in the morning. And so then there was a street and then there was the camping area. I was like, okay, this little river is like so full, it's going to come over the street and into the camping area. And then there was also like a little lake forming in the middle of the camping area, so cars couldn't go through. And yeah, so I think like what I'm most mad about is that the organizers basically did not have any plans to deal with it. That was at 6 a.m. and there wasn't really Instagram posts or just any kind of information until like 11 or something. So that's been 5 hours where they could have done things. And so many people also couldn't leave the festival or the city at all. So I was able to figure out the situation, be like, okay, this is serious, we need to get out of here. So I got away out of the camping site onto the street, and then at some point when it was still possible to just cross the street and just get out of that whole area, I kept telling people like, hey guys, I'm a flood expert, we really need to get going now. So I know it's early in the morning and you probably just want to sleep and you're a little drunk, but you need to just go and get out of here. And yeah, but there wasn't anyone from the festival doing that. And so something I would want from a festival organizer, to care about my well-being.
Safety, yeah, of course.
Nobody got hurt, I think. But that these things can happen. Like if your tent is in that area and you're surrounded, I don't know. I just want someone from the festival to walk around, wake people up, just have a plan. Also, and that these are things you need to plan in advance. So if you try to make up some planning in the heat of the moment, it's really tough. But yeah, that was the end of our Metal Days festival, but we all got home safe. But yeah, that was like a little traumatic.
I can imagine. And it cut the festival really short, didn't it? Because it was supposed to go all weekend long.
The Friday was actually also the last day But yeah, Heilung would have played and I would have really loved to watch them. But yeah, I went to ArcTangent Festival in England and then I managed to see Heilung. So I'm not mad about that.
Nice. And also you were safe and you helped other people get out of this potentially dangerous situation. That is really lovely. Susanna, what is your day job?
I'm a journalist and I write content for companies. So I'm doing a lot of ghostwriting, but mostly I write articles and ebooks and social media posts for companies.
And also for us as well. If you have seen the Bleeding Metal podcast a little more active on Instagram, it is because Susanna has been supporting us with that since November already.
Yes, you called me. Actually, we talked the day after my birthday. So I remember because it was the day after my birthday.
And you're telling me now.
My birthday is November 8th. So since November 9th, I'm behind the scenes with the podcast, Instagram. So everyone listening, please talk to us. We're here for you. We want to hear from you.
Yes, it sometimes takes us a little longer to answer, also because time zones. And that is also something that we have in common. I mean, the whole marketing and social media thing is, or rather was, my day job as well for a long time. So that was also something that we could connect through.
Yeah,
I think. And now here we are. Short last question would be, what are your topics that are most important to you? Since we launched the Bleeding Metal podcast, or rather the other way around, since we relaunched our podcast, because we have been, at least Pia and I have been journalisting around the metal scene for over 10 years. And when we were Metal in High Heels, we wanted to support women in metal, especially to make them more visible and to let people know that there are amazing women working not only on stage, but also behind the stages, behind the scenes. And the topic of feminism was always really important, but then there are many others. And since the relaunch in 2021, we've been talking only about the topics that are important to us and less about pushing the music. It's a little more about pushing the interests of the musicians, which is why we talked to Alyssa White-Gloss about her activism. We talk about mental health. So feminism and mental health, along with LGBTQIA+ rights, are my top three. So what are yours? What are your topics?
Oh, I would say the same. I think what made me listen to the podcast and keep on listening was exactly what you just said, that it's about the music, but it's about the people behind the music and what they think and what they feel and what they go through, the challenges that they face, the kind of inspiration that they get, you know, everything behind the music, everything that comes with being in the music industry, and especially for women. That's what drew me to the podcast and what made me keep on listening and what kept me engaged with the podcast was exactly that, those three topics and how they relate to women and to the music industry. I think out of those three, of course, feminism is always going to be there and gender issues are always going to be a topic that we are going to discuss. No matter what the main topic is, I think the gender issue is always going to be there. But mental health especially. I think I told you that one of my favorite episodes ever and from this year was the interview with Sami Albana from Lost Society about his struggles with mental health. But I think in general, mental health is one of the topics that interests me most, especially because I guess it's something that touches everyone, but I also have my own issues and I like talking to people about their own issues. And I think thankfully we are, as a society, talking about feelings and struggles more. And it's something that also connects me with metal music as well, that it's a kind of music that helps me express emotions and I like seeing the artists express their emotions as well. Sami Albano, for example, their latest album is entirely about his struggles with mental health. And it's, for me, it's one of my favorite albums this year. So I like also seeing that reflected in music. So I think I would say those three topics, but right now mental health for sure, related to music and creativity in general.
Right. Thank you for that. How about you, Marta?
The one thing I would add is actually, I think, a quote from the Bleeding Metal podcast, and that was normalization through representation. I would love to live in a metal scene where it's the most normal thing to have women on stage, backstage, working every job, having them in the crowd, a bigger part of the room. I think I would feel more comfortable in a world like that and not always feel like the alien everywhere and having everybody point out that, oh, you're a woman and you play metal. I hate that so much.
Does that still happen a lot to you?
Yeah, people coming up to you just saying, it's so cool, you're in a band and you do metal music. I wouldn't have guessed that from your appearance. And like, okay, I have a septum piercing, I have huge holes in my ears, I don't know, I wear black clothes with band logos. I am showing up as myself. What other clues did you need? But yeah, this still happens.
Oh, come on, 2023 people, come on.
No, unfortunately.
But it's funny, Martha, that I was just watching this report from DW about women in metal. And the title for the report was Women Are Conquering Metal. And I was like, conquering? Are we doing this now? But actually the report was really good and talked about how women have always been part of the metal industry. And maybe what's happening now is that we are less and less outnumbered, but we have always been part of the metal industry. And they interviewed a lot of women, of course, but they interviewed Chris Harms from the band Lord of the Lost. And he said exactly what you said, that he thinks that women in metal is going to be just normal. It's not going to be like an oddity or something strange or amazing. And he sees that that's the future, that the gender of the person doing the job on stage or backstage is not going to be as important. So yeah, I think so too. I hope that we get to that point sooner rather than later.
Honestly, also that's going to happen because artificial intelligence is coming for us and... But yeah, that is always going to be, for sure, our first purpose as a medium. It's going to be, representation and visibilization. And as you said, Martha, normalization. It's just, we have always been there. And it's just really good to celebrate the more and more success that women in metal are celebrating. Like just now, Spirit Box being nominated to a Grammy is a huge win for the scene. We should all be rooting for them on that one. But, you know, it's not like Evanescence hasn't won Grammys. It's just Spirit Box is a little heavier. But there's one last thing that I'm going to say before we wrap up. That is also about visibilization and diversity. And the three faces that you're not seeing right now, because this is an audio-only podcast, all three of us are women of color in metal, which is even cooler. And of course, we need more of us and more of just every single color and shape everywhere. The whole world is full of variety and beauty, and that's what we need to see everywhere. And we just have to deconstruct the stereotype that a lot of people still have in our heads because it's so deeply rooted, because the narrative of this stupidly capitalistic, sexistic, heteronormative world is that the standard human being is a heterosexual white cis male, and that is just not true, which is what we are here to dismantle. So yeah, you're listening to our voices now, and for that I thank you deeply. Thank you so much, Martha, and thank you so much, Susanna, for wanting to join the Bleeding Metal podcast team. Welcome in. I hope that we will have lots of lovely conversations together. We have a lot going here in the pipeline. And yeah, don't forget to subscribe to the Bleeding Metal podcast wherever you listen to us. Follow us on Instagram and stay tuned.
Thank you.
Thank you too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.